On April 8th, in the Zen tradition, we celebrate the birth of the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. And the tradition includes a depiction of the Buddha on birth, taking seven steps in the four cardinal directions, and then with one hand pointing up and one hand pointing down, stating, quote, above heaven, below earth, I alone am the world honored one. Of course, babies born don't take steps. Nevertheless, as you could see in the Zendo, on the altar above the fireplace, there's a depiction of that baby Buddha. I alone am the world on. I alone. The way this is a very cogent, terse expression of what, who our life is. Being just this moment. I alone. Last week I talked with the phrase, Zenning is performative. I want to continue that in a way today. Zazening is performative, is being just this moment. The whole universe being just this moment. I alone. So what is that? What is this being just this moment? It's always who and what we are. Always this wisdom perfection that we are. Of course, we could say all beings are. And I talked a little of that side. But it's always I alone. This moment being this moment, except when we are caught up, whether figuratively, literally, in the myriad ways that we get caught up, we refuse to be this I alone right here, this, I say, non-self. This no mind. No Buddha. When we say in the Heart Sutra, living Prajnaparamita, it's not living anything called Prajnaparamita, it's living this moment, being just this moment that we are. So, I've brought it up before where the Buddha's instructions to Bahiya say, he says, in what is seen, be just what is seen. In hearing, or in what is heard, just hearing. In sensing, in all the various ways that we sense, just sensing. In sensing, in any of these, even in cognizing, just being cognizing, if we're truly just this, then that takes care of, it's not hindered by any ideas of therefore, thereby, that out there, me in here. This is I alone. This is what no, not mind, not Buddha is. It's living this moment, being just this moment. And yet, as we know very well, we get caught up and therefore must make the effort to notice the being caught up right this moment. Not because there's something wrong with it, but that if we hold on to that caught up, despite being just this moment, we're blinded. And unfortunately, the consequence of being blinded is we make trouble for ourselves, called suffering. We make trouble for others, called greed and anger. And all the variations of that in our life. And it's the variations of that that it's important to notice. So we say caught, holding, and those are generalities. Generalities only in the sense that it allows us, when we notice it, to be exactly this form moment. And that's why when Dogen restates the Heart Sutra in the fascicle Makahanya Haramita, he says, form is nothing but form. Form is exactly form. Emptiness is nothing but emptiness. Emptiness is exactly emptiness. Therefore, there's hundreds of blades of grass, tens of thousands of things, which means there's this moment, whether so-called inside or so-called outside, that is I alone. That's our, in a way, it's very simple because it's exactly our life that's the practice. Exactly our life, not in some abstraction, but in the specific of how it is being this aliveness right here. And this aliveness is not inside here as opposed to outside there. It's the myriad form of who and what we are doing, encountering, meeting, even the caught up thoughts and emotions. Simply opportunities to notice what's called for in our life. What's, in a way, I could say, the glasses that are blinding us that we need to take off so we can be this that we are. When we say caught and holding, we're not talking about judgment, but simply, if I call it that way, habits that arise of themselves, that therefore they're in thereby, they're simple cause and effect habits that each of us get to live in. And yet, if we are not blinded then by them, then it's just a habit, a form, as Dogen said, that appears. It's just an idea, even if a highfalutin one called emptiness, if it becomes an idea that it's something else, then we miss the emptiness as the emptiness of this moment, the hundred blades of grass of this moment. That's exactly what our life is. That's exactly the opportunity to be this alone prajna wisdom that is the life of the Buddha, the perfection and wisdom of the Buddha that you are, that is everyone we encounter, not someone separate, but exactly this I alone. When we encounter in performative, in zazeni, that's the whole being just this moment. When we're caught in I like that, I don't like it, he shouldn't, she should, I could have, why not, etc., etc. Those are the myriad ways that we get to live this Dharma, to notice where we're turning it into something other. Then, as Matsu says, no mind, no Buddha, nothing extra that gets in the way. Being just this moment. And being just this moment is, if I say it, ongoing changing. The Dharma stream that arises this moment. The Dharma stream, the universe that passes this moment. So we celebrate the Buddha's birth in celebrating our birth of being this moment. This zazening of performative is justice, justice, just this. And just this doesn't need anything extra and doesn't lack anything. And you are this. Therefore, you can take care of the various forms of the universe in all directions that appear as your life. You're capable of it if you, when necessary, can do what's skillful. When necessary, you can notice the coarseness, notice the holding, notice it viscerally, notice it in all the skillful ways that your wisdom and your ongoing practice support you. Our wisdom supports us. We don't have control over what shows up, but we have the ability, and we need not have control over what shows up, but we can take the seven steps in any direction and be born as this alone world-honored one that we are. We can take the opportunity to use the wisdom that our life is to manifest the perfection of just seeing, just hearing, just sensing, just cognizing. Then there's no therefore thereby's that we get entangled in. When we're not entangled in anything, then arising passing manifests right here. And there's, to quote Buddha, that is the opportunity, the end of suffering and dissatisfaction. Thank you.